Blog Talk Radio.
It's a reconnect. It look like it's not set up. You don't see it. I just said they're reconnecting me and it would have the music.
So who can set this up?
I'm calling. I didn't set it up for 2 weeks. I got that up from last week, too.
We call it. I'm going to turn it off. The sun started back over. Thank you.
You hear anything?
I don't.
You're not hearing nothing from me, right?
You must be turning it off.
No episode schedule.
Put it down. Thank you.
You need to plug in.
Yes, my dear. Look, I try it again and there's no episode set up. So I don't call yet. So we have to go use the conference line. So who you call? You call anyone? And tell them. You tell him the conference line, right? Okay, well, I'll go see if I call sister. I don't know what they're doing, my dear. You know? This is not going to get written. Exactly. The last week, they were so busy. That's the excuse I got. This week is the same thing. I'm not going to call nobody and ask them to set up. No, but I could use this line. So I don't have to tell Sister Stephanie if she calls. She can call this line. All right, my sister. I'm going to call. Yeah. Sure. Yes, tell them, just give them that number. I'm going to call Sister Barnaby. And Sister Claire.
Sister Powell, put your line on mute. We can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, put your line on mute.
Hello?
We can hear you. Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I'm trying to get on the line.
I'll play a song. Put your light on mute so we can hear all your conversation right now.
Okay. So right now?
Chapter 21, Advantages of the Country.
Whenever possible, it is the duty of parents to make homes in the country for their children. Fathers and mothers who possess a piece of land and a comfortable home are kings and queens. Do not consider it a privation when you are called to leave the cities and move out into the country places. Here there await rich blessings for those who will grasp them. Again and again, the Lord has instructed that our people are to take their families away from the cities into the country, where they can raise their own provisions, for in the future, the problem of buying and selling will be a very serious one. We should now begin to heed the instruction given us over and over again. Get out of the cities into rural districts, where the houses are not crowded closely together, and where you will be free from the interference of enemies. It would be well for you to lay by your perplexing cares and find a retreat in the country, where there is not so strong an influence to corrupt the morals of the young. True, you would not be entirely free from annoyances and perplexing cares in the country, but you would there avoid many evils and close the door against a flood of temptations which threaten to overpower the minds of your children. They need employment and variety. The sameness of their home makes them uneasy and restless, and they have fallen into the habit of mingling with the vicious lads of the town, thus obtaining a street education. To live in the country would be very beneficial to them. An active out-of-door life would develop health of both mind and body. They should have a garden to cultivate, where they might find both amusement and useful employment. The training of plants and flowers tends to the improvement of taste and judgment, while an acquaintance with God's useful and beautiful creations has a refining and ennobling influence upon the mind, referring it to the Maker and Master of all. The earth has blessings hidden in her depths for those who have courage and will and perseverance to gather her treasures. Many farmers have failed to secure adequate returns from their lands because they have undertaken the work as though it was a degrading employment. They do not see that there is a blessing in it for themselves and their families. In the cultivation of the soil, the thoughtful worker will find that treasures little dreamed of are opening up before him. No one can succeed in agriculture or gardening without attention to the laws involved. The special needs of every variety of plant must be studied. Different varieties require different soil and cultivation, and compliance with the laws governing each is the condition of success. The attention required in transplanting, that not even a root fiber shall be crowded or misplaced, the care of the young plants, the pruning and watering, the shielding from frost at night and sun by day, keeping out weeds, disease, and insect pests, the training and arranging not only teach important lessons concerning the development of character, but the work itself is a means of development. In cultivating carefulness, patience, attention to detail, obedience to law, it imparts a most essential training. The constant contact with the mystery of life and the loveliness of nature, as well as the tenderness called forth in ministering to these beautiful objects of God's creation, tends to quicken the mind and refine and elevate the character. He who taught Adam and Eve in Eden how to tend the garden would instruct men today. There is wisdom from him who holds the plow and plants and sows the seed. The earth has its concealed treasures, and the Lord would have thousands and tens of thousands working upon the soil who are crowded into the cities to watch for a chance to earn a trifle. Those who will take their families into the country, place them where they have fewer temptations. The children who are with parents that love and fear God are in every way much better situated to learn of the great teacher who is the source and fountain of wisdom. They have a much more favorable opportunity to gain a fitness for the kingdom of heaven. Through disobedience to God, Adam and Eve had lost Eden, and because of sin, the whole earth was cursed. But if God's people followed his instruction, their land would be restored to fertility and beauty. God himself gave them directions in regard to the culture of the soil, and they were to cooperate with him in its restoration. Thus the whole land, under God's control, would become an object lesson of spiritual truth. As in obedience to his natural laws, the earth should produce its treasures. So, in obedience to his moral law, the hearts of the people were to reflect the attributes of his character. God has surrounded us with nature's beautiful scenery to attract and interest the mind. It is his design that we should associate the glories of nature with his character. If we faithfully study the book of nature, we shall find it a fruitful source for contemplating the infinite love and power of God. Christ has linked his teaching not only with the day of rest, but with the week of toil. In the plowing and sowing, the tilling and reaping, he teaches us to see an illustration of his work of grace in the heart. So in every line of useful labor and every association of life, he desires us to find a lesson of divine truth. Then our daily toil will no longer absorb our attention and lead us to forget God. It will continually remind us of our Creator and Redeemer.
Yes,
hello, brothers and sisters. God bless you all. Happy Thursday, Health Ministry. Hello, can you hear me? This is Tymeco Preston
from
Pennsylvania.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, I would like to sing a song. Would it be okay if I could sing?
Amen, 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 Sister Tammy, so you can go along.
Okay. In the hymnals, if you have, it's page 190, Jesus Loves Me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He died. Heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus takes his heart of mine, make it pure and holy thine. On the cross you died for me. I will love and live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Amen, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much. God bless you all. I pray that you have a beautiful evening with us here on the Health Ministry Prayer Line, and we all gather together and fellowship together. Thank you, brothers and sisters. I love you very much. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for singing this song, Yes, Jesus Loved Me. I will just give a little praise report before I open the other line. You know, my little great-granddaughter, baby, she came up last night, and she's 2 months. And brothers and sisters on this line, if you saw that little two-month-year baby, I was singing just this song for her before I prayed. I sing this little song, and this little baby, her faith was lit up and it's like she opening her mouth, doing something, rigor mouth, if you see how her mouth going. And she was just like enjoying the song, Yes, Jesus Love Me, for the Bible tells me so. And I, the mother said, what did you do this song for her? She said, yes, that is the song I sung for her right through. So as small as she is and the song was singing, she was enjoying the song. So as the Lord said to us in his word, train up these little children in the fear of him, and that, you know, when they grow up, you know, even though they are a baby, they will remember what they was taught. So thank you, my dear sister, for that song. Yes, brothers and sisters, we're going to open the line of our favorite for our opening scripture and praise. Prayer. 518-650, can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good afternoon, Sister Powell. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in New York.
Amen.
My
head
looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be holy thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to thy fainting heart. My zeal inspire, as thou hast died for me. Oh, may my love to thee, pure woman, change as we are been far. While life's dark maze I tread, and griefs around me spread, be thou my guide. Be darkness turned to day, wipe sorrow's tears away. Oh, let me from this day be holy. And my scripture is Psalms 121. I will lift up my eyes on the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth me shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade upon his right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Heavenly Father, my faith look up to you, because you are the Lamb of Calvary, and you are my Savior divine, O God. Heavenly Father, you hear me while I pray, God, and you take all my sins away. Heavenly Father, oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help, O God. My help cometh from you and you alone, who made the heaven and the earth. Thank you for your promises, O God. Help me to live upon your promises and to do your promises, O God, so that my soul may be saved. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you and I just want to praise you. Lord, I just want to magnify you. I just want to lift you up, O God. I just want to give you thanks for your keeping care and for your tender mercy, O God. The rain is falling outside, Lord. You carry me on my way to work, and you carry me to the shop. And, Lord, you bring me home before the rain started to fall. Lord, I don't have enough words, and I don't have enough thanks to tell you how thankful I am. The only thanks I am giving you, dear God, I'm asking you to help me to get rid of all my sins and all my unrighteousness, O God, and to come closer and closer to you, dear Father, so that my soul may be saved. You are a mighty and an awesome God. You are a miraculous God. You have done so much for me, Jesus. It is more than words can explain, and it is more than worthy to be praised. Father, I put this prayer line into your hand, O God, with all of us, with our families, on this prayer line. I'm asking you to anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, dear God. Lord, create in us clean heart and renew right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, O God, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Lord, we are unworthy. Heavenly Father, we are unholy. We are unclean. We are nothing good, O God. We are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. But Lord, because of your goodness and your mercy, we are here this evening so that we can come another time, the first day of July, a day that we have never seen before and will never see again. Heavenly Father, each day is another day. Thank you for your keeping care, for your tender mercy, Lord, for your goodness, for your love, for your compassion. Oh, God, you are God and God alone, and there's no one else that could be God. So, Lord, I just want to thank you, and I just want to praise you. I just want to magnify you. I just want to tell you thanks. Thank you, Lord. You have provided for me in so many ways. I don't have enough words to tell you how thankful I am. But, dear God, you are a good God, and I just want to love you and to give you myself, oh God, as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable into your hand, dear God. Use me, Lord, for anything you want me to. I'm willing and I'm able to follow you and to go by your leading, oh God. Lord, I want to be like you in mind, body, and soul. Whatever you do, I want to do. Wherever you go, I want to go. Lord, everything, I want your character, oh God. Help me, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you in everything, and thank each and every one on this prayer line. Lord, I give each and every one on this prayer line before you. I'm asking you, Lord, to help them, to help us all to pray for outpouring of your Holy Spirit, because we need it, oh God, that we can live and we can live each day looking for your coming, because your coming is near. Lord, so many things are going on in the world. Only you alone know, dear God. I don't have to tell you, because you see and you know what is going to happen before it happens. So, Father, just help us, oh God, to be faithful. Help us to look to you, Jesus. Help us to depend on you. Heavenly Father, fall your Holy Spirit upon us, oh God. Spirit of the living God, just fall your Holy Spirit upon us. Wash us and cleanse us and purge us. Sanctify us, oh God, and help us to be clean. To be used by you. Lord Jesus, whatever be done on this prayer line to you this evening, let everything be done according to your will, according to your goodness, according to your greatness, according to all that you want it to be done. Lord, I put the speaker into your hand, O God, as the speaker come on the line. I am asking you to fill him, O God, with words from on high and power from on high, O God. Let him not be seen, but let you be seen. And whatever he do, let it be done according to your will. Lord Jesus, heal the sick. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, O God. Open shelter for the homeless. Lord, be with each and every one all over the world, Lord God. Each and every one all over the world. Each one need you. Each one, O God. Send your blessing upon each and every one, O God. Heal each and every one. Lord, open doors for each and every one of us, O God. Because, Lord, some are hungry, some are naked, some are blind, some are wretched, some are miserable. And, oh, God, I'm asking to send comfort to each and every one of us. Lord, give us faith, oh, God, to live and to live according to your will. Lord, continue to bless us, continue to guide us. Have your way in our life, oh, God. And whatever we do, let everything be done according to your will, I pray. And I give you thanks in the name of the Father, the Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for coming, singing to open my faith, looks up to thee, and also your prayer. God is so good. And, you know, I am so thankful that God is able to do all things for us. As you read and said, you are asking us that we could get rid of sin. That little three words, sin. And in your prayer, I take a lot from it, my dear sister, to allow us to be pure, allow us to be faithful, allow us to be righteous, and allow us to have victory over sin, and to allow us to be like Christ. So my prayer this day, as I meditate day by day and morning by morning, to allow each one of us to be like Christ. And we are aiming, striving to be the mastery. So, brothers and sisters, let us, you know, trust God and know that God can do all things. In Proverbs 35, every word of God is pure, and he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. So, you know, our daughter said that there were rain this evening, all over rain, but God allowed her to reach home safely before the rain, and then the rain came down. So God is so good. He's there to protect us. So I just want to thank you, my dear sister, and we are asking you continue to pray for us. And brothers and sisters, just a while ago while I was here, I got off the phone wrong, and sometimes I don't like to answer the phone when it rang, right? And because I don't want any disturbances. But I went outside and I took the phone and answered. And this is a sad news came from one of a community person, but that is in the island, that this lady, her name is All, and Yannick, and they shot her son. The news just came. It came. So I'm asking my brothers and sister here, Sister Barnaby, just pray. So we're just going to go in a little prayer for asking the Lord to comfort that family. And an unexpected death, right? So, you know, we know that the family is grieving at this time, lost their son in that way. So we are going to pray. And if anyone would like to pray, you can press number one that I can, you know, just a word of a comfort, a prayer of comfort for this family. You can press your number one that I know that you want to pray, but I'm going into a prayer, another session of prayer. Okay. Father, we, your children, come before you, Lord, to give you thanks and praise for the blessings of the day that you have given to each and every one of us. Lord, we went out to work, some of us. You brought us home back safe, protection you have given unto us. Father, you provide food for each one of us. You gave us health. You gave us strength. You gave us your word, Lord, to study your word. You also gave us a peace of mind. And dear Lord, we want to give you thanks. Despite trials and tribulation and trouble and a crisis all around, we thank you for the encouraging promises that you gave unto us to say that I will never leave you nor forsake you, and I will be with you until the end. So we want to thank you. Father, we have seen what is happening in this world, but dear Lord, you have shown us, especially your remnant people, with the word that these things, Matthew 24, told us, Lord, and also Luke, and in this word, it told us that what is going to come down upon this world, because people's heart become desperate, weak above all things. So Lord, this moment, Lord, we come on behalf of the All family, Lord, who have lost their son, Lord, untimely death. That son never realized, Lord, to know that his life would be wasted away like this, Lord. And Father, this moment, the family is mourning. And we know, no words can express that they will feel beside your love and your mercy and your word of precious, pure word with love. And said, those who are mourned, I will comfort them. So this moment, we ask you, Lord, to touch their heart. Lord, draw them to you this moment. Bind up the cords of love to them that they may realize, despite of what happened, you are there to strengthen them. Lord, we ask you to bless the other family, especially the young ones, Lord. It may be his wife or children, because I do know that young man is a big man, you know, grown man. You know, I know them from when they were a babe, but there are so many years I never see them. So, Lord, I know that they are a grown person. And, Father, this moment I present the family to you. Bless and keep and guide them, Lord. And also those on this line, all those who are mourning on this line, Lord, maybe lost loved ones or friend. Lord, we ask you, Lord, for your comfort towards them too, and allow them to trust you. Father, you are so good. You are so great. So as we join tonight, dear Lord, allow our brothers and our sisters that they will share and give you all the praise, because this is the time in which we get the opportunity to be strengthened, Lord, through your word. Thank you for hearing, and thank you for answering in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, thank you again for joining. And please press number 1-423-635. Is open.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Pell. Good evening. Thank you, Sister Pell, for opening up my line. And I'll give a word of prayer for the dear family that's going through a mourning process right now. Let us pray. By the way, this is Sister Carla from Tennessee. Amen. Kind and loving Father, you love us so much, Father. You have done everything for us that's possible, Father. You have drawn us, Father, to you with your Son, Jesus, and we ask that you will have mercy upon us. Forgive us of our sins or trespasses. Help us where we're weak, where we're struggling. I thank you for each and every brothers on the prayer line and their family, that you will bless them in a marked way. Lord, now as we intercede between the dead and the living, as we lift up these families in back home Jamaica that's mourning the death of their son, oh Lord, I ask that you will put your love and honor around them, that they will be compassionately, Father, taken care of, oh Father, through your men servant, your woman servant, their neighbors, their family, their friends, Lord. Help them in the name of Jesus to look unto you, which is the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. I don't know the circumstances. You know it, and you know the beginning from the end, and you know that this will happen at such a time and such a date. So we just ask you, Lord, to continue to help them. Pray that they will give their hearts to you, that they will turn from their ways of unrighteousness and choose you, choose life rather than death, choose life everlasting. And we know if we're sealed in you, and if we give our hearts to you and we're obedient even unto death, that we will be risen on your second coming, on the resurrection day for others. So we thank you again, and I praise you, I glorify, and I magnify your name right now. In all that we do and say, may it be to your glory and your honor. May you get all the praise, Father. And we thank you ever so much. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for praying for that family at this time. Because if there is no other time, they need your prayer. Our prayer is now. So thank you for sharing. And brothers and sisters, I'm asking you please to press number 1 that I can hope in your land. We know that tonight is the health message, and the health message is the right unto the gospel. And there's a little quote here on our screen here for Thursday health reform. I will just read it, and then we will go in. Waiting on my brothers and sisters to press number 1. We want you to share before, you know, the speaker come on. Everyone have the opportunity that they can share. It said here, intemperance is a sin, brothers and sisters. Intemperance is a sin. And let none who prof godliness regard with indifference the health of the body, right? And flatter themselves that intemperance is no sin, and will not affect their spirituality. A close sympathy exists between the physical and the Moral Nature, The Review and Error, January 25, 1881, Council on Earth 67, right, and with our first parents in temperance desire resulted in the loss of Eden, right? And temperance in all things has more to do with our restoration to Eden than men realize. So, brothers and sisters, as we have been learning and studying the health message that God have given unto us, we know that the health message is the right hand to the gospel message. And our prayer daily is for us to ask the Lord to help us, because sometimes we think our body, you know, I heard it this week that an individual said, "Is my body?" And I was telling them that the body is not their body. The body belongs to Jesus, because we have read that our body is not our own. And we cannot do anything we like with that body. And the Lord is telling us that we supposed to be temperance in all things. And I thank God for what he has done with the health message for each one of us, especially every Thursday. We are here to study and to learn more about our health, right? And we know that the Lord have given unto us 8 laws of health, and it is very, very important for each of us to really be obedient in doing these things. It may seem simple, but this is the natural law that God has given unto us, and we have to be obedient to his will. And it said here, nutrition, right? It's very good for us. And if we notice that we can able to change our diet, you know, and the world is doing that, my dear brothers and sisters, and that is, and these 8 law is the 8 doctor card, right? So we know that the Lord gave us this good food, the fruits and grains, and that was the first food that he have given unto us. And also exercise, right? Nutrition, exercise, and water. We can't do without water, brothers and sisters. Water is a part of our life. Help us, give us energy, build us. We have to use it. Wash ourselves to make ourselves clean. And we have to use water every minute, right? So it is good. And sunshine. We notice that we have been getting some hard sunshine from every temperature, 100, and it was so hot. And in these times, when it is so hot, we have to avoid it. But we know that sunshine gives us vitamin D, and it is very good. And it's come back again with temperance. And everything we do, as we read, in temperance is sins, and God wants us to be temperate. And the air that he gave us, fresh air, brothers and sisters, when we can take in the fresh air. I don't know for you, my brothers and sisters on this line, when I have to go out and have to put on a mask, like I saw people in the car driving and they have on a mask, brothers and sisters. For me, I put it on, keep it on when I have to go into the store, but it comes like I am stifling. You know, I tell you, I feel so uncomfortable, and I just have to pray that just I have to come out fast, that I can just take it from my nose. So we need that ear. And brothers and sisters, rest, you know. When we don't get the proper rest or proper sleep, you know, we know that it is not good for our energy. And at rest again, just from sleep, our rest day that he has given us, that blessed 7-day Sabbath, that we can rest to organize with him and to study his word and to give him all the praise that due to him. So that is good. And the other big T, that is the last T, and the last T is to trust in God. In everything we do, my dear brothers and sisters on this line, we have to trust in God. We have to be faithful. And that is the reason why, you know, we find it so important that this health message as the right arm of the gospel is going to help us, you know, to carry out this gospel message in a short time. Brothers and sisters, asking you to press 1. you know. And it also said in Genesis 1:29, and everyone know that, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, every tree in the earth upon the face of the earth. So God gave us natural thing that we should, and that is in Genesis. A lot of people are saying that Genesis die away with, it's done with. The whole testament is no good. And also we have seen it in the New Testament in 3 John. It is said, beloved, I wish above all things that we would prosper and be in good health. So God wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to be in good health. So brothers and sisters, tonight I'm asking you to press number one. I have quite a few people on the line. I ask you to press number one that you can hear, because I don't want to be talking, right? The Lord said to us, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth, right? That is 3 John, right? God wants us to walk in the truth. And if we are in the truth, brothers and sisters, when we come on this line, we have to praise God. We have to give him all the praise that due to you, because our Father said, beloved, I wish above all things you prosper. And he said, I have no greater joy, you know, than to hear that my children on this line, you know, my children walk in truth, right? So please, I'm asking you to press one so that you can share your testimony, a song of praise, and, you know, your praise report, right? Right, well, if I see no one respond, so I'm going in a little reading, brothers and sisters, I'm just going to wait on you a little until, and we're going to read. And I'm in the ministry of healing, brothers and sisters, ministry of healing, danger in speculative knowledge. And we found out in 181, the ministry of healing, Happiness Digest. I'm just going to read a little paragraph until my sisters and brother press number one so that they can share, you know, their testimony and praise. Their praise. I saw some line just moving up and down, but they don't press one. So, one, I would like you to press one that I can know that you want to hear. Right. It said here, danger in speculation. One of the greatest evil, brothers and sisters, listen and get your book and read it. Because we know that we have a lot of people speculating now, right? And doing a lot of things, what they see, and they change, and you want to say, God doesn't do that, and every little A or B or that, right? They are having and saying that they find a new light and all these things. So God is telling us one of the greatest evil that attends the guest for knowledge is the investigation of science. You hear that? Read that again. One of the greatest evil that attend the guest for knowledge is the investigation of science. What are we into now? Everything we hear about science, we are not hearing about God. We can trust God. But all we hear, science. And the scientists say that, and it is good for you, and all these things. Jesus has said it is one of the greatest evil, because we know we have our God who is the greatest scientist. And what he said, he means it, and we have to trust and believe him. He said he is a disposition to exalt human reasoning above its true value and its proper serene. Many attempt to judge of the Creator and his word by their own imperfect knowledge of science. Here, my dear brothers and sisters, said many, right? Many attempt to judge of the Creator and of his word by their own imperfect knowledge of science. They endeavor to determine the nature and attributes and prerogatives of God and indulge in speculative theories concerning the infinite one. Those who engage in this line of study are treading upon forbidden ground. Their research will yield no valuable results and can be pursued only at the peril of the soul. So, brothers and sisters, when we started to speculate, we know the ground that is Satan ground we are treading on. Not what Sister Powell or any one of us on this line said, that what the Word of God said. It said here, and as we read a while ago with our first parents, it said our first parents were led into sin to indulging a desire for knowledge that God has withheld from them. So, brothers and sisters, on this line, there are certain things that people say, we don't know, and we don't know this. The Lord is telling us in his word that certain things he's going to withhold from us, right? He's not going to give us everything. So we have to be very careful what took place with our first parents, that it doesn't happen to we here in this time. It said here that God has withheld from them. In seeking to gain this knowledge, they lost all that was worth possessive. If Adam and Eve had never touched the forbidden tree, God would have imparted to them knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. Repeat, you know, this is, if they did not touch the forbidden tree, God would have imparted to them knowledge upon knowledge upon knowledge, and they would have rested no curse of sin, right? So because of that knowledge that they want, that is how sin come into this world. Knowledge that would have brought them its everlasting joy. All that they gained by listening to the temple was an acquaintance with sin and its result. By their disobedience, humanity was entangled from God, and the earth was separated from heaven. So we know because of sin, the earth was separated from heaven. But thank God we have a God who is so faithful, brothers and sisters. And where he is now, he is appealing. He is interceding. He is asking us here that we should live a life, that our life will be sinful. Let no one say we can't, because the Lord said, yes, we can. Yes, this lesson is for us right now, brothers and sisters. This reading, danger in speculative knowledge. It said the lesson is for us. Feeling to which Satan led our first parents is the same to which he is alluring men today. He is flooding the world with pleasing fables by every device at his command. He tempts men to speculate in regard to God. Thus, he seeks to prevent them from obtaining the knowledge of God with salvation, which is salvation. So, brothers and sisters, what we supposed to seek? The knowledge of God that will draw us to God, which is salvation, and that we can able to go and share with our brothers and our sisters. So, brothers and sisters, this is the little reading. You know, we have more, but we are asking you all to press number one. And if you want to share a testimony, a praise, a song, can you press number one that I can open your line? I'm going to open this line. 857, your line is open. 615.
Hello, Sister Powell. Hello, Sister Powell. Hello, brothers and sisters, Advent Light Ministry. My name's Brother Eli. I'd like to thank God because God is good. God is awesome. He's worthy to be praised, beloved brothers and sisters. Sister Powell, brothers and sisters, my beautiful brothers and sisters, have faith in the Lord because God is good, brothers and sisters. Sister Powell, I have a prayer request before I pray to. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mom. Lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Powell. Sister Powell, lift up my mom in prayer. Pray for me. Lift me up in prayer, Sister Powell. Sister Powell, don't forget to pray for Sister Ebony, it's covered in E-E-B-O-N-Y. Sister Ebony, live for Sister Ebony in prayer. Pray for Sister Ebony and she can come in this prayer line. And pray for Brother Javel, Sister Power, because Brother Javel's on the Advent Light Ministry. But Sister Power, if you have any question, he can call you or Sister Tamika or Sister Stephanie. Live for Brother Javel in prayer. Pray for Brother Jari. Lift him up in prayer because he needs a lot of prayer. And Sister Power, please pray for Brother Javel. And Sister Power, make him know I am a nice person because God is good. God is awesome. God is the Alpha and Omega, Sister Power. I want to pray for brothers and sisters on this prayer line. Beloved. Beloved brothers and sisters, have faith in the Lord because God is good. God is merciful, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, keep the faith in the Lord because he is awesome. He is worthy to be praised. And Sister Power, I want to sing a song before I pray. God's able to do, that's what he said he will do. He's gone forever. Every promise to you. Don't give up on God because he won't give up on you. He's able. Oh, he's able. He's able. Brothers and sisters, let's pray, brothers and sisters. Just like Sister Power said, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, let's close our eyes and pray to the Lord, brothers and sisters. Okay, God, Heavenly Father, God, we magnify your name, God, this moment, God. God, we give you thanks, we give you praise, because, God, you are good, you are faithful, God, you are awesome, you are worthy to be praised, God. At this moment, God, I want to lift up Sister Power to you, God. We ask you, God, to watch over Sister Power, God, why else we post in the prayer line, God. We ask to God to watch over Sister Power. We ask to God to break every chain for her, God. God, we ask to God to allow her to be safe for God because, God, you are good for her, God. God, we want to lift up everyone to you, God. God, we want to lift up Javel to you, God. We ask to God to change him, Lord. We ask to God, allow him to know, God, I am a nice person, God. We ask to God, allow him to preach on this prayer line to God. Allow him to come preach on this prayer line, God. God, allow him, do not be shy on this prayer line, God. Allow him to sing praises on to you, Lord. God, we ask to God, allow him to sing praises to you, Lord. God, we ask to God, do not let him be shy, Lord, because, God, you're good, God, you're faithful. God, at this moment, God, we want to lift up Sister Tamika, God, who's not feeling good today, God. God, we ask to God to come touch her, God, at this moment, God. Her back is hurting her, Lord. We ask to God to touch her, God. God, we ask to God to heal her tonight, Lord. We ask to God to open her eyes, God. We ask to God to come deliver Sister Tamika, God. God, I want to thank you, God, for you have done for Sister Tamika, God. God, you are faithful for Sister Tamika, God. You are awesome for Sister Tamika, God, God. God bless us, God, Lord. God, touch Sister Tamika tonight, God. Touch Sister Tamika tonight, God. Allow her to be touched, God, at this moment, God. God, God, allow Sister Tamika to be touched at this moment, God. God, God, at this moment, God. We want to live for Sister Tamika's children to God. God, 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 we want to live for Sister Tamika's family, Lord. We ask God to watch over her family. We ask God to strengthen her family. We ask God to touch her family. God, we ask God to watch over her family, God. God, God, we ask God to give her family the strength, Lord. God, God. You are good for Sister Tamika, God. God, you are faithful to her, God. God, we ask you, God, to touch her knee to God. God, God, we ask you, God, to touch her body, God. Touch her, Lord, everyone in her body, God. God, you are the healer, God. God, God, you are awesome, God. God, you are the doctor. You are amazing, God. God, 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 we ask you, God, to give her deliverance, God. Give her deliverance, Lord. We ask you, God, allow her to bring a prayer request to God for my friend on this prayer line, God. Sister Tamika, God. God, 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 we want to thank you, God, that Sister Tamika was doing Bible study, God, with Sister Stephanie, God. God, we ask you, God, to bless Sister Tamika. Bless Sister Stephanie, God. Watch over Sister Stephanie. God, watch over everyone, God. God, we ask you, God, to come bless Sister Stephanie. God bless Sister Powell. God bless Brother Rick, God. God bless Brother O'Neill, God. Bless everyone, God, in this prayer line, God. God bless Sister Brenda. Bless Brother John, God. God bless Sister Miola. Bless Sister Carla, Lord. God bless everyone, God, on this prayer line, God. Bless Brother Yudi Javier, God. Bless Brother Yudi, God. Sister Melissa, Lord. God, we ask God to watch over them, God. God, watch over Sister Power, God. God, you're good for Sister Power, God. God, we ask God to watch over Sister Power, God. Allow Sister Power to pray for the 40 days of prayer to God. God, God, for the youth, to God, for the youth, God, for the young people, Lord. God, 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 your young people need you, Lord. God, we ask God, just like Sister Tamika said, Lord, the young people need you, Lord. There's people out there who need you, Lord. God, 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 that's why Tamika say, Lord, God, 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 we ask God, that's why Tamika say to others, God, never, never give up on God. Never give up on God in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask God to come bless Sister Tamika, Lord. Bless Sister Powell, God. Watch over Sister Powell, God. Watch over Sister Tamika, God. God, God, allow Sister Tamika have faith in you, God. God, you are good for Sister Tamika, God. Allow Sister Tamika to bring a song of praise, God. God, deliver Sister Tamika tonight, Lord. Touch her, Lord. Allow her to feel your presence tonight, God. God, allow Sister Elizabeth to feel your presence. God, God, allow Sister Power to feel your presence, God. Bless everyone, God, in the prayer line, God. Watch over everyone, God. Well, watch over all the speaker, God. Sister Stephanie, God. God, we ask God to bless the Lord. Bless Sister Stephanie. God, we ask God to watch over Sister Stephanie, God. God, we ask God, allow her to bring a word, God. Allow Sister Stephanie to bring a message, God, of faith, God. God, we ask God to say something, God. God, cover her, God. Cover Sister Stephanie, God, with your blood, God. God, God, cover Sister Stephanie, God, of the blood of Jesus. We ask God to cover her, Lord. God, we ask God to watch over her, God. God, watch over everyone, God. Watch over Sister Tamika. Watch over Sister Power. God, watch over everyone, God, in the prayer line, God. God, we ask God to come bless us, God. God,
amen.
Bless everyone, God, in the prayer
amen.
Line. God, in the name
amen.
Of Jesus,
amen.
We pray. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Power, tell Sister Tamika, call me in this number. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. What a prayer. Oh, Lord, we just want to thank. There is power in the blood, and there is also power in prayer. We just want to thank our youth, Brother Eli, this evening, to lift up every one of our brothers and sisters in prayer. And I do know, right, God, our Father, hear all those prayer requests. So, Brother Eli, we just want to thank you, and we will continue, Brother Eli, to lift you up in prayer. We saw the love in your heart, especially for the youth, Lord, that you are crying out to the youth, you know, for them to change their life and turn to the Lord. And I do know that we as parents and niece and grandparents is really praying and asking the Lord to bring back our youth to the fore. So, brothers and sisters, we just want to thank Brother Eli, and we are asking our brother if you want to share, because the speaker told me she will be coming on a little later. And I just want to let you know that you can grab a praise report. You have a praise report. You can just share it. I have a lot of praise report, my dear brothers and sisters. God is so good. During this week, you know what? First, I must You know, just rejoice in the Lord to know that, you know, we can have sisters where we can join early morning and we can have a fellowship with him and with the Lord by reading and studying his word. And brothers and sisters, it allows us to draw closer and closer together, and especially and rejoicing in the Lord and brothers praying for our brothers and sisters on this line and our church family. And because the Lord said, if there is no other time we need prayer, is right now, is now. And for us to be sincere, praying with us to the Lord, we have to fully get ourselves ready, surrender in everything to him, as our dear sister said. And we have to be whole so that we will be able to petition our prayer. And we know what prayer do. Prayer is talking to the Lord, not bringing him down to us. We are bringing ourselves, our petition to him. And we know that there is power in the blood, right? And only his power can help us. So my brothers and sisters, I'm asking you to press number one that I can open the line, right? Okay. All right. We have another person here. 1-2. Yeah. 272.
Hello.
770. Your line is open.
Thank you so much, Sister Powell. And I just want to thank everyone on the prayer line. I want to thank Brother Eli for praying that beautiful prayer for me and for you and for everybody on the prayer line. That is beautiful. Thank you so much, Brother Eli. He covered everyone. I just wanted to sing a song for everyone on the prayer line, if it's okay.
Amen.
And it's a beautiful song. I think I sang it for you before, sister. It's taken from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. And it says, "Here I am, send me." So I would like to share that with my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. Today, men heap reproach and shame upon Jehovah's holy name. Some show God weak, some paint him cruel. There is no God, though shouts the fool, who go Jehovah's name to clear, who sing his praise for all to hear. Lord, here I am, send me, I'll sing your praises faithfully. No greater honor could there be, Lord, here I am, send me. Some make the claim that God is slow. The fear of God they do not know. Some worship idols made of stone. Some would perceive they're on God's throne. Who tell the wicked what's in store? Who won of God's great final war? Lord, here I am, send me, I found the warning fearlessly. No greater honor could there be, Lord. Here I am, send me. Today the meek ones mourn and sigh, because the evil multiplies. With honest hearts they seek to find a truth that gives real peace of mind. Who go with comfort to the meek, who help them righteousness to seek. Lord, here I am, and me, I'll teach the meek ones patience. No greater honor could there be, Lord. Here I am, send me. Thank you, everyone. God bless you. Amen. That's taken from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. God bless you all. I love you, and stay safe and well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear sister. As we have listened, this is a command that God have given unto us in the song that Sister Tamika sang a while ago. Go there, here I am, send me, right? So the Lord wants to send us in his vineyard, right? And God wants us to be obedient, right? And as she was singing this song, it reminded me with this little one, we plow the field and scattered, right? So we have to prepare ourselves. We have to be on our Father's business, doing our Father's business. And this little song saying here, we plow the fields and scatter the good seeds on the land, but it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand. He sends the snow in winter, the warm to swell the grain, the breezes and the sunshine, and soft refreshing rain. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. Then thank the Lord, oh, thank the Lord for all his love. So, brother, the field is out there. So the Lord is ready for us to go out there to harvest the fruit there in that field, right? So this is a command, and we here, every one of us is a medical missionary, right? Every one of us is the right, have to use that right hand of the gospel to bring in soul to you. So I thank you, my dear sister, for that song, Here I Am, Send Me. Okay. 423-635, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Sister Payne, from Tennessee. And I'm saying praise the Lord and greetings to everyone. And I'm thanking God for his grace and his mercy and for the sojourning mercy that he has blessed me on. And I just want to give a song this evening for all his goodness to me and his mercy endures forever. There has been a time when giving and loving brought pain, and I promise I would never let it happen again. But I found out that loving was well worth the risk, and that in even losing, you win again. I'm going to live the way he wants me to live. I'm going to give until there's just no more to give. I'm going to love, love till there's just no more love. I could never, never outlove the Lord. He would show us that only through dying we live. And he gave when it seems there was nothing to give. He loved when loving
going to live the way he wants me to live. I'm going to live until there's just no more to give. I'm going to love till there's just no more love. I could never hold love the Lord.
Praise God. I just want to say this song says it for me completely. I got to love and live because we just cannot outlove God. And I just thank him for helping me to move across down this way. And everything went well when I came, and it still is well. And I thank God for the move, and I thank him for helping me. I did a lot on my own, but the most of it was the Lord, and he sent me help. And I thank God, and Sister Carla, I thank her for accepting me here. And I got the rest. Me and the Lord have the rest to do. It's a big work before us and for me, but I know that if he paid the time to bring me here, he have the plan that he work out for me, and he will finish it what he started. He never start nothing that he never finish. And so I leave my time in his hand. It's going to be slow, but I will be willing to wait upon him and to lean upon him. And I say thank you for praying for me, for sojourning mercies. My journey was good, and I'm rich, and thank God for everything. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Thank God for that praise report from Sister Payne. Brothers and sisters, Sister Payne, give God the praise. She is in Tennessee, and we are thank God that God has given her troubling mercy. We serve a risen Savior, and he's in the world today, right? And we have to only trust him, and if we trust and believe and faith in him, we know he will carry us through. So, brothers and sisters, we see that we have to have faith and patience, because patience is what the Lord wants us to have, right? And when we are patient and trust him, there is nothing too hard that he cannot do for us. So I'm so thankful to hear your voice, my dear sister. Here, we hear your voice sometimes we don't. So when we hear your voice, we bring joy and praise to us that we know that our sister is okay. Okay, God is so good. Yes, brothers and sisters, we have to give praise. So this is a wonderful praise report. And when we get these praise reports, you know what, and those who are out there who is struggling, especially want to go to the country, move to the country, trust God, have faith in him, believe in him. Because he said the cattle upon the hill belongs to him, and the silver and gold, and everything is his. So if we trust him, he is able and just to do all things. So my brothers, I know we have, if we have any new person, first time callers on the, or listener on the line, we on Advent Light wish to let you know that we appreciate your coming, and we are also, you know, inviting the line, hoping the line is open to you, that you can press number one and you can share a testimony, a song, and give a praise report. And we just want to know, to let you know that we love you all for joining and that we can share together. My dear brothers and sisters, God is so good. He is so great, and he is worthy to be praised. And when we can meet our fellow brothers and sisters from different parts of the country, I am telling you, this is a blessing. It comes like we are seeing each other face to face and fellowshipping with him. And we just want to let you know that Advent Light welcome you on the line. 347-845, your line is open. Your name?
Good evening, everyone. Yes, good evening, everyone. I'm calling from New York, and my name is Sharon Thomas. I just want to say thank God for waking me up this morning, for life, for the air that I breathe. I want to thank God because with all the COVID and with all the things that are going on in the world, I'm still alive and I'm still here. I want to thank God because he's an omnipotent God. He's a forgiving God. He's a merciful God. He's an awesome God. So I want to give him thanks just for sending his son to die for my sins, for sending his son so everyone shall be saved. I just want to thank God because he didn't have to be here. And I thank God that the COVID come, COVID go, it's on its way out. Something's coming in. I hope that God continue to cover me, cover us as Christian people and anybody else who is, you know, in the world and need that mercy and need that faith and need that love and that assurance that they go to God, that God will cover them in the time of need and cover them through all that's to come, because this is just the tip of the iceberg. So we have to pray without ceasing so we will be covered for the worst to come in Jesus' name. So thank you all for always being on this prayer line. I'm kind of new. Well, I can't say I'm new again because I've been on the prayer line from maybe last week or week before. And I appreciate all the prayers. I appreciate all what you all are doing. May God bless this prayer line and bless the people on it in Jesus' name.
Amen. I didn't get your name full, please.
Sharon Thomas.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you, Sister Sharon Thomas. You sound strange this evening, right? Sister Tamika, you know, have been doing the evangelism out there, aggressive evangelism, by sharing the line to her sisters and brothers, and she's inviting people. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the work, God work, have been going on. So we thank you, Sister Sharon, and we have been praying for you. And, you know that you will be no stranger on this line. You know, we all welcome you and we all love you on the line. Yes, brothers and sisters, you know, I have a praise report. And the speaker will be on shortly, right? Brothers and sisters, and this praise report is that my sister, right, Sister Tamika, was praying for her Sister Elizabeth in the nursing home. Sister Elizabeth was praying for her deliverance. She was in a nursing home, and they were not treating her the way they should, and she prayed and prayed. And God, I hear her pray and answer cry that she removed from that nursing home and go to another nursing home. And eventually, my dear brothers and sisters, we have been praying for her. She has been coming on the line, especially the early morning prayer line. And she has been sharing and giving praises and asking for prayer. And we've been praying for my dear sister. When she moved, she did not her clothes. She didn't have her clothing. And she needs some supplies. And brothers and sisters, we pray about it. And Sister Tamika was supposed to be, you know, getting something together, but eventually she didn't reach at the time. And let me tell you what happened. Right in the midst of our prayer, there was two sisters from the church, Sister Tamika Church, right? They were there at the nursing home deliver what she needed. So, brothers and sisters, you know what? Before we call upon the Lord, he hears us. And when he hears us, he just go at it. So he sent God his children there to supply the need of Sister Elizabeth. So I just want to give God thanks, you know, for us, his brothers and sisters. So we have to pray for our brothers and sisters, especially our brothers and sisters in our churches, right? We may not be seeing them for quite a while, but you know what? They are doing God's work. They are out there doing God's work, right? And let us pray, especially the missionaries, right? They are missionaries. They are God ambassador. They are God representative. They are Christ servant, and they are out there. And sometimes we may say the church is not doing anything, and people are not doing anything. Brothers and sisters, let us not do that or say that, because we do not know. Pay each person is doing, is playing their part in this evangelism to try to reach soul so that they can know that Jesus is coming soon and to make themselves ready. So, brothers and sisters, God is so good. So I'm so grateful to know that we can all here are in the ministry, the missionary work, doing God's ministry, and let us be faithful. I'm going to open the line, and thank you again, all. And the next voice you will hear, brothers and sisters, from this speaker, 301-868, your line is open.
Hi, how are you doing, beloved? I have been in meetings, Zoom meetings, and I'm telling you, beloved, keep praying for us, because there was a motion that came up, and it had to do with them actually discrimination as it pertains to religion and the LGBTQ, all of these acronyms, right? And so they're infusing that within the language of the discrimination, but they took out religion and added creed, right? And so I wanted, you know, my thing is I was working to amend it, to amend that language so that they include the word religion, because I'm explaining to them that religion and creed are two different things, such as the language of the Civil Rights Act, because we know spiritual things are spiritually discerned. And so the maker of the amendment stated that it wasn't a friendly amendment. I submitted my stuff on time, and they refused to add my amendment to it. And so when I was trying to talk, you know, because you get to go in and kind of debate it, just kind of present your points to it, they would not let me in. And the other individuals that were also there, we're doing it on a virtual platform, who was also there to support what my motion was to make sure that we include religion, she wasn't able to go in as well. So they specifically blocked us because what we were presenting was different from what they want us to do, you know? I mean, and so I was like, you know what? The only good thing about it is that we are able to vote on it. We're able to vote on that amendment through ballot. So hopefully people will recognize that the religion has been taken out of it, right? And remember, this country, we came here, people came here because of the religious freedom. Nobody says, oh, yeah, I was discriminated against because of my creed. Right? And people who you're looking at, like, I mean, I spoke to one person. She was like, well, I'm not really religious. But I said, but are you LGBTQ, but you're supporting them? You know, and everybody should be treated fairly, right? But you shouldn't, so you shouldn't give to the others and then take away, right? So you give into one group, but you're taking away from the other group, right? You're taking in order for you to be inclusive, because the language was for it to be inclusive. But here you are, individuals who profess to be, you know, religious, to be Christian, to want to have that religious aspect to support us, right? And we're not discriminated against that. They voted it down, you know. And didn't even give us an opportunity to present the information in rebuttal to it. So I just want you to pray for our school system, you know, that and pray that this language will actually fail. pray that it will fail, and then there will be an amendment so that we can make sure that individuals on the jobs are protected, their religion are protected. So I wanted to just present that. We know where we are in time. You know, Jesus is fast approaching. We see these things panning out even now. So that is what I wanted to share. Oh, and I do have a praise report. Can I give the praise report real quick, Sister Paul? I had cheered you all before that. You know, I have been having some I didn't get paid. Like, you know, they didn't pay me some of my days and stuff. And so I spoke to my payroll person, and, you know, when you send email back and forth, it can get, you know, sometimes the information that you want to present is not necessarily clear. So I decided to call her. You never get them. So I ended up getting them to get in her today, and I was able to speak with her, and she was able to, she said, yeah, I saw it, because I said, you know, I just want to hear your voice and speak to you, because you're saying you're confused, and I'm confused. And so she said, oh, no, don't worry about it. I understand. You know, I will make sure I'll work on it. She told me she was short-staffed. She said, I'll make sure if I don't do it today that tomorrow I will address the fact to make sure that we can go back and back pay. So I just want to thank God, you know, for allowing that to happen and for making a way out of nowhere, right, for always supplying all our needs. So those are my praise report for today.
Amen, amen. So you can present now your little...
Okay, sure, Sister Pastor. I know you all went through your new start.
Yes,
I know you all went through, right, Sister Powell, Genesis. Hello?
Yes, we all
Hello.
Do that. Yeah, we all do
me?
It already. We do that.
All right, okay, all right. Sister Powell says she's on it. She's on it. I just want to read. I want to just pick out a part of it and start. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. All right. And so let's just say a quick word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. We just want to thank you, Lord, for all the things that you have done for us. You've kept us safe, Lord. Lord, as Heavenly Father, we get ready to go into the study. We ask you to abide with us, Lord. Keep our minds stayed upon you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All righty. So I think where we are, I am going to go into, yeah, let's do this because our mental culture, let's do mental culture. So I'm in development and service, and I'm going to read from mental culture because when I saw all of this thing that was going on today, I was like, what is going on? Wait a minute. So it says, God, this mental culture, God desires us to make use of every opportunity for securing a preparation for his work. He expects us to put all our energies into its performance and to keep our hearts alive to its sacredness and its fearful responsibilities. Many who are qualified to do excellent work accomplish little because they attempt little. Thousands pass through life as if they had no great object for which to live, no high standard to reach. One reason for this is the low estimate which they place upon themselves. Christ paid an infinite price for us, and according to the price paid, he desires us to value ourselves. Be not satisfied with reaching a low standard. We are not what we might be or what it is God's will that we should be. And this is very important because I'm telling you, sometimes, many times it's going to be unpopular. You're going to be the only one that is going to be standing up for right, standing up for God, standing up for the truth. You're going to be the only one. But the question is, are you able to do what God's will is that we should be? Are we able to demonstrate that? Is that our goal? Is that what we're supposed to desire to do? Is that what we're supposed to ask God to do? It was unpopular, I'm telling you, over 5,000 people, right? In the delegatees, make an opportunity. Are we going to take that opportunity where we're going to be able to stand, where we're going to be able to speak out when it's not popular, when it's unpopular? You're going to be the only one standing on the premise like, wait a minute, where is God in this? I'm not going to support it, right? It says, God has given us reasoning power not to remain inactive or to be perverted to earthly and sordid pursuits, but that they may be developed to the utmost, refined, sanctified, ennobled, and used in advancing the interest of his kingdom. None should consent to be more machines. None should consent to be mere machines run by another man's mind, right? And I'm telling you, it is very easy to do when everybody, as we said, everybody is doing, going the left way. Everyone is going against what Christ is saying that we're supposed to be doing. Will you be the only one that will stand? Will you be the only one not following what man has said we're to do? It says, none should consent to be mere machines run by another man's mind. God has given us ability to think and to act, and it is by acting with carefulness, looking to him for wisdom, that you will become capable of bearing burdens. Stand in your God-given personality. Be no other person's. Okay, this is my child trying to beat the door down. Hold on. I'm on a prayer line, girl. All right, it says, you had a good day? Okay. It says, none should consent to be mere machines run by another man's mind. God has given us ability to think and to act, and it is by acting with carefulness, looking to him for wisdom, that you will become capable of bearing burdens. Okay. Stand in your God-given personality. Be no other person's shadow. Expect that the Lord will work in and by and through you. We'll read it again. Be no other person's shadow. Expect that the Lord will work in and by and through you. Never think that you have learned enough and that you may not, that you may now relax your efforts. The cultivated mind is the measure of the man. Your education should continue during your lifetime. Every day you should be learning and putting to practical use the knowledge gained. Remember that in whatever position you may serve, you are revealing motive, developing character. Whatever your work, do it with exactness, with diligence. Overcome the inclination to seek an easy task. The same spirit and principle that one brings into the daily labor will be brought into the whole life. Those who desire a fixed amount to do and a fixed salary and who wish to prove an exact fit without the trouble of adaptation or training are not the ones whom God called to work in his case. Those who study how to give as little as possible of their physical, mental, and moral power are not the workers upon whom he can pour out abundant blessings. Their example is contagious. Self-interest is the ruling motive. Those who need to be watched and who work only as every duty is specified to them are not the ones who will pronounce good and faithful. Workers are needed who manifest energy, integrity, diligence, those who are willing to do anything that needs to be done. I'm going to read that again. Workers are needed who manifest energy, integrity, diligence, those who are willing to do anything that needs to be done. Many people inefficient by evading responsibility for fear of failure. Thus they fail of gaining that education which results from experience and which reading and study and all the advantages otherwise gain cannot give them. Man can shape circumstances, but circumstances should not be allowed to shape the man. We should seize upon circumstances and as instruments by which to work. We are to master them, but should not permit them to master us. Men of power are those who have been opposed, baffled, and thwarted. By calling their energies into action, the obstacles they meet prove to them positive blessings. They gain reliance, self-reliance. Conflict and perplexity call for the energy of trust in God and for that firmness which develops power. So I'm going to, men of power are those who have been opposed, baffled, and thwarted. By calling their energies into action, the obstacles they meet prove to them positive blessings. They gain self-reliance. Conflict and perplexity call for the exercise of trust in God and for that firmness which develops power. So I am going to end here for tonight.
Praise God. Praise God, my sister. Trust in God, right? Can you pray
amen,
for us?
Amen, amen. Absolutely, absolutely. And be able to, not only trusting in him and being able to stand. At times, you're going to be the only one that is standing for Christ. You're going to be the only one, like Daniel, like the three Hebrew boys, you know, Mishael and Ananias and Azariah. They were the four that were standing while everybody else were bowing down and doing what the king called them to do, right? And so we have to be able to be purposeful in our hearts, making sure that we're standing for Christ and he is allowing us and we're doing his work and not ours.
Amen, amen. Can you pray for us?
Oh, certainly. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, where we can come and fellowship and learn more about you, Lord. We pray, Lord, for everyone that is on this line. Allow your Holy Spirit to fall afresh on us, Lord. And, Lord, we know, you know, you have told us that we are going to be faced with trials and tribulation. We can see the writing is on the wall, that your second coming is fast approaching. We see where good has become evil and evil has become good. But we thank you, God, that you have instilled in us, Heavenly Father, that there's a work that we're called to do. And if we hold on and if we look to you and walk and cooperate with you, we will be able to do the work that you have called us to do, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. And I pray, Lord, specifically for that amendment, constitutional amendment that they're bringing forward to remove the word religion, Lord. I pray, God, that you allow the Holy Spirit to make it not pass. It's a good thing because it's happening, you know, via ballot. So people are voting, Lord. Lord, let the pen go to voting against it. Lord, I open up people's eyes. I know you said that spiritual things are spiritually discerned, Lord. We ask you to open up their eyes, God, so that they're able to see that the word religion is omitted from that, Lord. Thank you, God, for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your kindness towards us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for holding back the wind of strife. You're allowing the angels to hold, Lord, so that we can get ourselves right. And we can share your word with everyone, Lord. Thank you, God, for all that you've done for us as we move into your holy Sabbath day, Lord, and your day of preparation. We ask you, Lord, to be with us. Allow us, Lord, to be able to get the things that we need to get done and so that we can guard the Sabbath and just enter into the Sabbath rest with you, Lord. You are so good to us. You are so sweet to us. We don't deserve the things you do, the blessings, and we thank you, Lord, for the trial because we know that's the only way that we will be able to be feasting you know, wanting to be around you, because if things were always going good, Lord, we would be so sometimes. So we thank you, Lord. We count it all joy. Thank you for hearing and answering, Lord. Continue to create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit in us, Lord. Anything from us that is not of you, Lord, we ask you to remove it. Forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in line with you. We ask you, Lord, to touch each and everyone on this line from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, God. Remove anything, Lord, from them. You are the great healer. This is Health Thursday, so we know that you can heal. You are the great physician. You are the great peacemaker. You are the great accountant. So whatever we stand in need of, we lay it at your feet, knowing that you can grant it according to your will. Thank you, God, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. We just want to thank Stephanie for presenting this message. Brothers and sisters, God wants us to look to him for wisdom. Here, we must stand our sister this evening, Reed. Wherever the Lord send us, we must be able to be willing, want to go, and to stand firm. As it said, we have to stand firm, brothers and sisters. And looking to God is only he can allow us personally, you know, to stand firm with him. And as I was listening to the reading, it bring me to Matthew 5:14, where it said, ye are the light of the world. If we are not the light of the world, if we are not representing Christ, how are we going to stand, right? In these things that is happening over all over the place, we have to stand. And, you know, as we listen this evening, even with the voting and see what Christ's righteousness is, there is not being heard or seen again, but the lies, all what is happening now is just lies all over the place. And that is what people are standing for, not for the truth. But the Lord wants us to stand. He wants us to light the world. So, brothers and sisters, as Jesus taught his people, he taught us a lesson. And we have to pay attention in hearing and listening to Christ. And if we do not pay attention to Christ, we wouldn't be able to stand. So we want to thank you all tonight and allow us that we will be faithful to him, that we will able to stand personally. We are not going to stand with group so that we can have that great relationship with him, that he can cover us with his righteousness. So we want to thank everyone tonight for joining, sharing, and all those who did not share tonight, because we actually still have a late start, and eventually, you know, some people came on late, but tomorrow night is our Sabbath, so, you know, prepare your testimony and pray that tomorrow night you can present it. And I just want to thank you all. Let us be faithful to God and to believe that he is able to do all things. And let us continue to pray for people's heart. Their heart will move and move. They will be touched through the Holy Spirit so that their life will be changed. And brothers and sisters, I'm asking my brothers and sisters here to remember all of these prayer requests. Write down these names, right? We have all the names that we have been hearing that we must pray for. You know, let us pray for the union with that that amendment that Sister Stephanie presented a while ago about religion, right? They want to take out religion from everything, right? Religion. And they are bringing in creed, right? And we know creed and religion is two different things. So we are asking our brothers and sisters, you know, to pray that God will open the eyes of people, that they will do the right thing, because God is a true God. And what he has said to us, we have to be obedient to him, to listen to him. So we just want to thank you all tonight, and tomorrow we will meet. So I will just all close with a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, again, we want to thank you for the words that you have given unto us to encourage us, Lord, just in one little pile of the questions. again that was asked, Lord Jesus, how are we going to stand, Father? Help us, Lord, that we will be faithful to you. Help us that we will trust you. Help us that we will depend upon you. Help us that we will be able to keep faithful by taking your message out there to the world. But first, our life has to demonstrate your character. Lord, we ask you to keep each one of us from sickness, pain, ache, Lord, from problems and trials. And we ask you to cover each one of us. You know us by name, Sister Leola, Lord, Sister Carla, Sister Payne, Sister Richardson, Brother Richardson, Brother Udi, Sister Calvier, the children, Sister Brenda, and Brother John, Father, Sister Nicole, Sister Stephanie, Sister Kaja, Brother KJ, Brother Elroy, Sister Eric Cole, and the children, Sister Kobe, Sister Naomi, dear Father, Sister TJ, dear Lord, Brother Elder Williams, Sister Williams, oh, Brother Rick, Lord, his wife, Sister Rick, and Ashley and the other children, Lord, Sister Powell, her family members, them each one, Steffi, Sophie, Nikki, Debbie, and her many grandchildren, Kaja, KJ, Kareem, Sister Tamika, Lord Jesus, Brother Tyrone, and Sister Kiyashi, Lord, not feeling well, we ask you as a great physician. Sister Miriam, Sister Elizabeth, Lord, Sister Rochelle, dear Lord, Brother Tony, dear Father, and also the children, Mother, and also Father and her husband, Lord, Sister Payne, Lord, Sister Lynn, husband and her children, we lift them up tonight to you, Father God. Brother O'Neill and his children and this group, Lord Jesus, we lift them up. His project, dear Lord, we lift them up. We lift up the health store tonight to you, Lord, Brother you, the health store. Father, we lift up Sister Cancinelli with her children and her grandchildren, dear Lord. Continue prayer, brother and her sister, Lord, our brother in the nursing home, dear Lord, that you visit and doing a great work with our brother by visiting him. We ask you to give her the strength as she do your will, Lord. Sister Barnaby, who is praying for her children here and both her children and grandchildren in Jamaica, dear Lord. Her workplace, Lord, her brothers and her sisters, and praying for all of us that we will be faithful to God. Sinless victory over all things with our songs and our praises, Lord. We lift up Sister Sharon, Lord, Thomas, Lord, who join us and praying and giving thanks that she was able to join the line and to listen to the many praises, Lord. We ask you to pour out your blessings upon her, dear Lord, and what she need. And as she asks you, Lord, we ask you to grant it unto her. Lord, we lift up the youth, them, Lord. You know all about those youth. They are precious ones, both the young ones and all the teenagers. We lift them up to you. We lift up our dear brother Eli, Lord, praying for Jaari, Hebani, Ishma, and Jovel, his mother, and praying for the whole entire group, Lord. We lift them up to you. Lord, there are so many names, Lord. Naomi, dear Father God, in Florida, and also Jovel, Lord, in Florida. We lift them up to you, Lord. You know everyone, Lord. I present my great-great-grandchildren. Blake, Lord, is the littlest one, 2 months. I present her to you today, dear Lord. I ask you to strengthen her and allow her, Lord, to grow and the love that them parents them give, Lord, that she will grow up and extend that great love. And all the other grandchildren, my granddaughter in Jamaica, Shireen, Lord, who is expecting, Lord, we ask you to give her safe delivery, Lord. You are God. She's supposed to go in tomorrow and maybe have to do surgery. But dear God, you are the great surgeon. So we ask you, Lord, to intervene, Lord, and all the doctors, dear. We ask you to allow your presence to be there among them, dear Father. What more could we ask of you, Lord? We ask you for strength at this time, despite of what is happening in this world, Lord. We know the devil is out like a roaring lion. And tonight, dear Lord, we lift up every soul to you, Lord. With his trick, Lord, he is doing some things that is unnecessary, little. But you have warned us in Matthew 24 and 30. All the things. And as I heard a man said, Lord, we shouldn't be worrying. Seventh-day Adventists should not be worried, because we were warned, Lord, what is going to happen. So now is the time that we should be able to go and share the message. We ask you for strength, Lord. Brother Bernard, Lord, strengthen him, dear Father God. And dear Lord, help us to be faithful to you. Bless dear our pastors, our president, Lord, and the administrator. We lift them up to you, Lord. What more could we ask of you, Father? You are so good. You are so great. And thank you for your word, their word of encouragement to our heart. And thank you that we can join in this form and help us to be faithful. And if we do not see each other on this earth, we know that one day soon and very soon, when you shall say it is finished, Lord, help us, Lord, that we all will be ready. Thank you for hearing and thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' loving name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear brothers and sisters. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, we will meet.
Fountains of goodness and